Yeah, they advertised the train pulling into the station movie the way they used to advertise, like, The Exorcist in theaters, where it was like, you'll fucking shit your pants and die if you watch this. You'll fucking throw up so much that you die. You'll be a skeleton because you will barfed up all your body. You'll fucking dead as hell.
Well, they're doing, like, Pink Flamingos, where it's, like, marketed barf bags.
Yes.
Or I was thinking about every so often, like, when that movie, I think it was called Raw, the cannibal movie, whenever
I've seen that movie.
Or 127 Hours. Anytime there's a movie with, like, a viscerally gross thing, there's, like,
they say that at the premiere, someone had to be hospitalized. You know, like, they always do
that. At the Cannes Film Festival, three people had a heart attack.
And I think that story.
They died from it.
I think that same marketing tactic applied to train leaving station. An entire
arrival of
a
train at Liceo Todd was like three people had a fucking heart attack. They should start doing that for every movie.
And they have the director of train arriving at station is like, you, in order to gain admittance, you have to sign a life insurance. You know, it's a real John Goodman and Matinee situation.
Yeah.
You got someone posing as a nurse making you, if you die during this production, you won't sue director of train arriving at station.
Keeping defibrillator paddles on hand for like the new, the screening of like the first Omen is like, just in case. But we should do that for our films. We should our dumb comedy films are like Pet Turtles, like a touching dramedy about loss and grief. And it was like, I heard at the first screening of Pet Turtles, like, three people peed their pants so much that they drowned. It's like, oh shit, oh, that's crazy.
I heard that this movie put the director in an early grave.
we actually do have you in an open casket at the premiere.
Yes.
We moved, this, it shipped you know, around Ver, with this, the film print.
This was Vern's last wish, was to be at
people
his
always
premiere
ask,
screening.
People, I appreciate it, but people ask when Pet Turtles is going to be done, and I got to tell them the only answer I know, which is posthumously, you know?
Over my dead body.
I would love to get it out sooner, but I don't know. It's the second hardest thing I've ever done in my entire fucking life, and it costs a lot of money, and it's hard to do, and I shouldn't have done it. But what can you do?
And then it does pretty okay, and someone's going to talk about another project, and the cycle continues.
Absolutely not.
You know how at the end of every movie, it's like, oh, no animals were harmed in the making of this movie? Unless, of course, animals were harmed in the making of the movie. Mm. I think every movie at the end should have, like, the most fucked up thing that happened to someone while they were making it.
Yes.
I think it's like the DP got hit by a car, unrelated to production.
I won't.
Mariah
say that,
got food poisoning from craft services.
I won't say the name of the movie, but I was looking at this movie on IMDb, and the trivia. Movie trivia. Did you know that during the production of this movie, the second unit crew found a rattlesnake?
They just, oh my god, the rattlesnake, it was like trying to sneak on set to get into the movie. It wasn't SAG.
That made the movie trivia. The second unit film crew encountered a rattlesnake.
The crew got a frightened and a feared.
Movie trivia. Did you know that Jonathan Taylor Thomas considered going to college in Illinois?
Movie trivia. Did you know that the grip had a spot that they weren't sure was a rash or not? Movie trivia.
Movie trivia. The director only took this movie because he had a lot of alimony to pay. Movie trivia.
Movie trivia. Did you know that this actor loves gambling and hates paying debts?
Movie trivia. It was on this film that Crafty had chia seed, peanut butter, yogurt. And it was the first time the art department person had ever had it before.
On day 37 of filming, there was a choice between steamed sea bass or a light soup. Movie trivia. What we're announcing is not much worse than, like, the press cycle for every, like, Marvel movie still, where they, like, announce the tone. They're like, oh, the tone of this one's going to be moody. And everyone's like, oh, this one's going to be moody. Oh.
Did you know that people, someone stole the shooting script for Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker? And we had printed it black text on black paper that you had to have special UV glasses in order to, you know, this.
It's all the same. I want to know if they ever encountered a rattlesnake on production of a Marvel movie. I want to know if they ever encountered a rattlesnake.
Yeah. I want to know if the best boy forgot breather strips that day and felt congested.
Yes, I want...
Mark Ruffalo did not take his Zyrtec that morning. It was a little sniffly throughout production.
Yes, I want, instead of IMDb movie trivia where they talk about, like, the original draft, I want IMDb, like, blinds where they just, like, it's reported that this crew member was 15 minutes late this one day. You know, just, like, the minutia. I want to know, like, the day-to-day.
It's reported that the production designer on this show.
I want to know this stuff. I want to know that stuff next time I look at do-do-do-do-do-do-do movie trivia.
I think that's much more interesting. I want to know the minutiae of the day-to-day. I don't care if, like, the director and the actor disagreed about the direction of the character. I want to know.
I want to know, like, I worked on something and the production designer had all these stories about, like, they claimed to have seen Sasquatch. They've claimed to have seen an alien. They've claimed to see multiple ghosts. And those fucking stories were so juicy. I want to read that stuff on IMDb. I want to read that stuff.
I want to know which costume designers think they were abducted by aliens. Regardless of the project they're on, just the ones that hold that belief about themselves.
Yes, 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 yes. I want just day-to-day, boring-ass water cooler stuff that you encounter on a film set. I want to read that. I want to read that stuff. I don't know what the name of this website that's this idle chit-chat from movies. I don't know what the name of this site is, but I want to know this website. Oh, we lost Kevin.
I'm sorry. I am movie triviaing the film that we're going to be talking about later on.
Oh.
And under the trivia section, there was a director cameo where it says, like, Penelope Spheeris was in the booth for the shooting of the first episode in the movie. And 48 people found this helpful. And 21 people were like, thumbs down. Don't tell me that. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know this.
Tell me that she was in the booth at the studio where they're shooting Wayne's World. Don't tell me that kind of stuff. I don't
want to disbelief.
Know.
My disbelief.
I wasn't supposed to know.
My disbelief. It was suspended. They just fucking lose their mind. Just there's 28 people.
Like watching any Hitchcock movie. Right, it was like, get him out of there. I'm not supposed to see him. He's supposed to be behind the camera. Get him out of there.
And just their mind split open and completely emotionally unzipped whenever they realize the existence of the fourth wall. Just
Wayne Campbell should not be addressing the camera. He should not be having an aside telling me his backstory. Put the wall up. Erect the fourth wall. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
Why is Ferris Bueller talking to me in my living room?
Deadpool should not know that he is in a movie. He should not.
Guys, for real, you know, Nicole and I, we are fortunate and lucky and we are blessed to own a home. And let me tell you, like, when you own a home, it comes all sorts of real problems that we never thought we'd encounter. And I just remember, like, just what a nightmare it was when we had our final inspection and the home inspector made us aware of a fourth wall that was completely open and broken reality, and that how much money that we were going to have to spend on the remodel to replace that fourth wall. It was really hard for us, but
it was a boom mic you didn't realize was
shame. I did like this movie, but learning that Penelope Spheeris was in the booth is really gonna change things.
It's really impacting.
I can't go back to this. I'm sorry.
This is my, like, Twilight Zone the movie. This is my, like, no, this tragedy, it's too much. The production was too much. She was in the booth when they were shooting the episode. I can't deal with this.